Has anybody got a match? Thanks. Now I can light an old gold and listen to Frank Sinatra.
Night and day, you are the one, only you beneath the moon or under the sun.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Old Gold Cigarettes, the treasure of them all, presents Songs by Sinatra. Well, Frank, after 9 weeks in the snowy white east, welcome to the Golden West.
Thank you, Marvin Miller. Ah, the west, the warm sun and the wonderful air. Just let me take a deep breath of this air. Is that ever keen and good? I think I'll have another go at it. You're wasting your time, hey? Wasting my time, Axel?
Yeah. Who's going to believe that you do your own breathing?
I see what you mean, you fool. But I got news for you, Axe. These little bellows of mine have enough air pressure built up to say, hello there, neighbors. Won't you join us out here in the West for our all-Western musicality? Hop along there, Stardoll, and wrangle a small downbeat for your boy. I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande, but my legs ain't bowed and my cheeks ain't tan. I'm a cowboy who never saw a cow, never roped a steer 'cause I don't know how, and I sure ain't fixing to start in now. Yippee-i-yo-ki-yay, yippee-i-yo-ki-yay. I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande, and I learned to ride before I learned to stand. I'm a riding fool who is up to date. I know every trail in the Lone Star State, 'cause I ride the range in a Ford V8. Yippee-i-yo-ki-yay, yippee-i-yo-ki-yay. I know all the songs that the cowboys know about the big corral where the doggies go, 'cause I learned them all on the radio. Hey, yippee-i-yo-ki-yay, yippee-i-yo-ki-yay. Yes, sir, I'm an old cowhand just back from New York. Of course, there ain't many cowboys there in New York, but what few there is has sure got themselves a mess of drugstores, they have.
Hi there, Frank.
Well, if it ain't Junie Hutton. Howdy, gal. My, but you're sure looking pretty tonight, gal.
Thanks.
Well, gal, you're looking as pretty as a banter hen with a brood of baby chicks, you is.
Thanks a lot, hey. Frankie, how come all of a sudden this Western lingo?
On account I'm back in my own native West. That's why. Back with the wide open range and the tumbling tumbleweed. Tumbling tumbleweed. Quick, gal, hand me my guitar. I feels it coming on me. Ah, there, I feels so much better. See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Lonely but free I'll be found, drifting along with a tumbling tumbleweed.
Enough of this nonsense, Frank. Tell me how you got home from New York so fast.
Well, I got my foot caught in a westbound tumbleweed and the wind did the rest. Yuck, 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 yuck. Hey, Pipers, come on now, you ornery coyotes. It's your turn to get west and saddle up old Lou and skippy-i-yo. Yes!
Yippee-i-yo-ki-yay-ki-yo.
Yippee-i-yo-ki-yay-ki-yo.
Looky who's here, tain't Cousin Mo.
It's ragtime, Cowboy Joe.
Well, all root pipers, root it and toot it.
He always sings raggy music to the cattle as he swings back and forward in the saddle on a horse that is syncopated, gated, and there's such a funny meter to the roar of his repeater. How they run when they hear the fella's gun, because the western folks all know he's a highfalutin', shootin', scootin' son of a gun from Arizona, ragtime Cowboy Joe.
the cattle. He swings back and forth in the saddle. He's on a horse with a jazzy gait. It gets you in a nervous state how they run.
Boys.
When they hear the fellas gun, because the folks out west all
over. He's a rootin', tootin', highfalutin' son of the west from Arizona, ragtime cowboy Joe.
Out in California where the wolf pack hunts, and the only friend to guide you is Mad Mad Munch. The one least noted for his brilliance is Ragtime Cowboy Joe.
Didn't get his name from singing Cow Cow Blues.
Doesn't know enough to pay his union dues. Give him a guitar and he will blow his fuse. Brother, what a crow. He never sings. Jump the music to the cattle, never swings. Keeps a sitting in the saddle, plucking strings.
All four.
Tunes and praise are dated.
Even Lulu Bell would know they never sell. He's such a cart. On his cap is little Abner. I mean, he's got to go. He's high, he shoots, wears boots. Ragtime Cowboy Joey. Ragtime Cowboy Joe.
Down in the Texas Panhandle, the wind blows pretty hard at times, but folks say it's never a real northeaster till you can lean against it like it was a fence post. Even then, they don't complain, though they will admit that it's a little irritating trying to light a smoke in a breeze like that. Therefore, to the city dude who's planning a trip down Panhandle way, we broadcast this year advice.
When clouds start to gather and to get you in a lather, breaking down your normal stability, it is neither wise nor proper for a gent to blow his topper. Why be irritated? Light an OG.
Yes, light an old gold for comfort, for pleasure. The comfort of extra protection against cigarette dryness. The pleasure of luxurious extra flavor. You see, Old Golds get the benefit of a unique moisture-protecting agent we call apple honey. Made from the juice of fresh apples, it helps prevent cigarette dryness. And for extra flavor, aroma, and bouquet, Old Gold adds a touch of Latakia tobacco. Latakia, to give you a tastier smoke, a friendlier smoke. Yes, light an Old Gold, and enjoy the comfort, the pleasure of a truly great cigarette.
Oh, since I got me a cigarette with Latakia, nothing seems to jar my serenity. For a future bright and sunny, try a smoke with apple honey. Why be irritated? Light an OG.
You know, to the Old Gold gang, it wouldn't be our kind of Western shindig without a certain gal and a certain song that she made famous. And here is that certain gal, Ella Mae Morris.
Hiya, Frank.
Says the fella, howdy, Ella. Ella Mae, meet our conductor, Longhair Stordahl.
Hello, Axel.
Hello, Ella Mae.
You know, he's been trying to get a job with Orson Welles.
With Orson Welles?
Yeah, I want to be the fellow he saws in half.
Why?
Well, I figure Orson could get me a new top.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Say, Ella, how about that Western ditty?
Yes, but how come all this Western music tonight?
Frank just got back from 9 weeks in New York, Ella. He's so glad to see the West again that he's gone overboard.
Fancies himself a genuine cactus kid, I take it.
Sinatra's about as Western as a New York cab driver.
Listen, no hair. I'm as Western as they come. Look at this here lasso. That's a pretty fancy hunk of hemp. Hey, so?
Let me see that lasso. Just as I thought. Dental floss.
I gotta get somebody to represent me.
Frank, you may not be a real Westerner, but you've got some loyal friends out west.
Well, thank you.
Yes, sir. I went through Salt Lake City in a snowstorm the other day, and I noticed a girl with her bobby socks on over her galoshes.
Uh-huh. You know, they also make wonderful stocking caps for guys with small heads. But, Ella, we insist. We insist that Western song that you made famous, if you please.
You mean...
That's the one, honey. That's the one.
Out on the plains, down to Santa Fe, I met a cowboy riding the range one day. And as he jogged along, I heard him singing,
I'm a peculiar cowboy song. It was a ditty he learned in the city. Oh, come a tie, yippee, aye, get along. Get hip, little doggies, get along. Better be on your way, get along. Get hip, little doggies, and it trucked them all down the old fairway, singing a sky-cat boogie in the stranger's way. Come a tie, yippee, aye, singing his cowboy songs. He's just too much. He got a knocked out western thing with a hollow touch. He was raised on local breed. He's what you call a swing hair breed. Singing his cow-cow boogie in the stranger's way. Come a die, come a die, you fly. Get along, little doggies. Better be on your get along, little doggies. And it trucked them all down the old fairway, singing his cow-cow boogie in the stranger's way. Come a tie, come a tie, yip, 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 singing his cowboy songs. Yip, yip, as he was juggling along. Yip, yip, he sings with a hollow touch. Yip, yip, that cat is just too much.
Thanks a lot, Ella Mae Morris. Neighbors, have you ever seen a sunset in New Mexico? Isn't it really something? It's more colors than you can shake a paintbrush at. Each hill and tree stands out like Durante's nose. And the rocky cliffs look as soft as fresh bread. And the red clay roads and the sandy trails and that final burst of brilliance are brighter than this year's neckties. Every day, along about evening, when the sunlight's beginning to fail, I ride through the slumbering shadows along the Navajo Trail. When it's night and the crickets are calling and coyotes are making a wail, I dream by a smoldering fire along the Navajo Trail. I love to lie and listen to the music when the wind is strumming a sagebrush guitar. When over yonder hill the moon is climbing, it always finds me wishing on a star. Well, what do you know? It's morning already. There's the dawning, so silver and pale. It's time to climb into my saddle and ride the Navajo Trail. I love to lie and listen to the music when the wind is strumming a sagebrush guitar. When over yonder hill the moon is climbing, it always finds me wishing on a star. Well, what do you know? It's morning already, and there's the dawning, so silver and pale. It's time to climb into my saddle along the Navajo Trail and ride the Navajo Trail.
One of the really great quartets in show business is made up of four San Francisco boys, known to millions as the Vagabonds. The Pied Pipers have just heaved a small boulder through my window. There's a note tied to it, and it says, quote, "We think the Vagabonds are great, too. Sign the Pied Pipers." Very nice, kids. Now go pay for the window. As I was about to say, the Vagabonds are back together again after hits in the armed services, and I might add, are cutting quite a swath in pictures, recordings, and the night spots. And we're awfully glad to have them on our guest list tonight. And from top to bottom, the Vagabonds line up as follows.
I'm a de Alla Torrieri.
I'm a Mr. Dominico Germano.
I'm a Tilio Riso.
I've been Pet Peterson.
How'd he get in there? Fellas, I hope you brought along a Western number tonight.
Boys, he wants a Western number. Let's let him have it.
Hey, buddy. Cut already. You don't call that a Western number, do you? That's Hawaiian.
So where is Hawaii? Out east?
Remember, Sinatra, they're guests. Fellows, by Western music, I mean the old folk songs of the early West or the modern Western ballads so popular today.
Oh, well, that's different. Now you're talking about our specialty.
You mean you've made a study of Western music?
From the time we were little children on ponies. Mr. Sinatra, may we have just a few moments of your time to illustrate?
Well, go right ahead there, vagabonds.
Being of the festivity season, it's with a great deal of pleasure that we pause and pay tribute to some of the masters who've left us some real fine works. And to these masters, we'd like to dedicate our classical selection.
You are my sunshine, my sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. The other night,
I was having a dream. Oh, what a lovely dream that really was. I was dreaming about a girl in white. Now, there she was in my loving arms. Well, you really never know
how much
I'm really gonna miss her. Don't ever do it. Don't ever take her away.
You are a joy king from Albuquerque.
What was that you were saying?
The other night,
about this dream I was telling you about. I want to love a dream that the real, really was. Still dream about the girl in white. Again right there in my loving arms.
You never know
how much I
love
her.
Don't
ever do it. Don't ever take her away.
When skies are green,
blue.
You'll never know, dear. Please don't take my sunshine.
Thanks a lot. Thanks, Vagabonds. I just laughed off another very valuable ounce during that one. Say, Marvin Miller.
Yeah, Frank.
While we were in New York for 9 weeks, I trust that no rust gathered on your knowledge of old gold.
Just you check me and see, boss, old man.
Okay, honey. I mean, Sonny. Gosh, I keep thinking of Apple, honey. You know, by George. I mean, I can't miss it. Okay, Marvin, tell me, what's the meaning of that popular slogan, "Why be irritated? Light an old gold." Why particularly an old gold?
Well, three words tell you why. Devotion to details.
Uh-huh. I can go now. The commercial is in very good hands.
Yes, friends. In every detail of manufacture, old gold has gone to extreme lengths to give you a superior cigarette. To be specific, in old gold you get not only a delicious blend of the world's choicest tobaccos, you get more, an added detail, Latakia tobacco, which enriches the blend to peak flavor and bouquet. And in old gold, you get more than the ordinary moistening agent. You get the special humectant, that famous added detail, apple honey, which helps prevent cigarette dryness. Even the paper on old gold is another detail to give you added smoking comfort. For it's made from virgin pure flax, converted into snow-white, smooth, even-burning cigarette paper. A great blend, plus Latakia, plus apple honey, plus Virgin Pure Flax Paper. Those are the specific details that give you that added plus in smoking pleasure. So, as we say, why be irritated when you want real comfort and pleasure? Light an Old Gold.
It's the week before Christmas, and all through the West, the jukebox is playing the tunes that the folks like best. For instance, you can stop almost anywhere along Highway 66 tonight, slip into a little coffee and hamburger palace, and hear the nickel grabber giving out with Ella Mae Moss's latest record.
Buzz me, baby, if I'm out, here's what you do. Buzz me, baby. Tell the operator to put it through. 'Cause I'm equipped for television, walkie-talkie, and the Morse code, too.
Much good luck on that platter, Ella Mae. And on account of it gets cold nights out here in the sunny West, folks aren't singing around the open campfire. At least not any of the folks in my immediate family. But around Western fireplaces and steam radiators and hot air registers, betwixt and between the carols, you're likely to still hear such old favorites as...
So come sit by my side if you love me. I dare not hasten to bid thee adieu. But remember the Red River Valley and the cowboy that loved you so true.
You know, they look strangely like the vagabonds, those folks do. And, of course, from now till next week, little kids along the deserts and plains of the great western valleys will be keeping a weather eye open for St. Nicholas. And it's a toss-up this year whether Nick will pull in by reindeer or autogyro. Of course, on the other hand, with his number one priority, Santa may come by train. So, like the Pied Pipers, kids are asking each other this question.
Do you hear that whistle down the line? I figure that it's engine number 49. It's the only one that'll sound that way on the axis and the peak and the Santa Fe.
You know something? Santa may be on it, too. So keep listening for engine number 49. But neighbors, speaking of the songs that are making the Christmas rounds this Christmas week, here's the one that isn't doing so badly north, south, east, and west. Yes, sir, all over America, in fact, and over in Japan and Germany, wherever an American finds himself this Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. Where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. Treetops glisten and kitties listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
be merry and bright. And may all your Christmases be
We started out this evening under the western stars, but we sort of wound up under that star of the east, didn't we? You know, I was just thinking what a wonderful Christmas it'll be this year. I'm sure you feel the same way, too. Of course, not all the nylons you want, nor all the new cars and the washing machines, and all the new gadgets that you want, but on account of a lot of men who won't be home for Christmas, all the freedom you want. Well, good night now, and have a swell Christmas.
Next Wednesday and every Wednesday is the night for Songs by Sinatra, presented by Old Gold, whose choice tobaccos are specially conditioned to help guard against cigarette dryness and to give you more smoking pleasure. Say, don't let little annoyances get you down. Why be irritated? Light an Old Gold. The Frank Sinatra Show is written by Glenn Wheaton and produced and directed for Old Gold by Man Holliner. This is Marvin Miller speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.